Hey, Daily Dosers, it's Kristen from the Fallbrook campus. And in this day and age of political and social activism, I just wanted to bring up who I consider to be the OGs of the political arena. And it's these five sisters in the Book of Numbers. And I would love to mention them by name. They deserve it. Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they're these five sisters. They're part of the children of Israel in the Book of Numbers. And they have a father named Zelophehad. And Zelophehad passes away, and Israel, or the leadership of Israel, Moses, he is doing a census, and he's trying to figure out where property goes and what tribe is owed what. And these sisters get together, and they start to realize, we're going to lose our property rights because we're five girls. All our dad had was five daughters. Lucky guy, right? And so they start doing the math, and they're like, we're going to lose out. And so the way that the law worked in this society that was highly patriarchal was that property, wealth, inheritance only passed down through males, and women were bound by the men in their life, whether their husband or their father or even their son. And so they start to talk amongst themselves, and they're like, we know the character of God, and I don't know that this is right. And so all the tribes of Israel were surrounded, and then the tabernacle with all the leadership is right in the middle. And these sisters get the courage to just sort of uninvited march up to Moses and the high priests and all the leadership at that time and bring their case before Moses. And they said, Moses, why should our father's property and wealth pass away only because he had no sons? And Moses is like, I don't know. He's like, it's just what the law says. And so Moses, great leader, he says, give me a minute. And he goes and consults with the big boss. And Moses goes to God and says, hey, God, those daughters of Zelophehad, they might have a point. What should I do here? And pause right there. What a great leader, right? Moses not knowing what to do, but thinking there could be something here. Instead of dismissing these women from a place that they didn't belong and weren't invited, he said, let me get back to you on that. I'm going to go talk to the big boss. So God says to Moses, their case is just, and they should get their father's property. So long story short, this whole scene rewrites property and inheritance laws for the entire nation of Israel so that women had more rights. Now, it was a step in the right direction for Israel, and these women going and having the courage to band together to go to a place that they weren't invited. They had no representation, but they were extremely diplomatic in how they did it. They banked on the mercy of their God and the godly leadership of Moses to bring about justice, not only for their generation, but for the generation to come. And I guess the big lesson that I learned from these five girls is that sometimes we've been put in a place by others. Sometimes we feel immobilized maybe by the box that culture has put us in, or the way that we're seen by others, or places that we think are inaccessible to us and where we sit. But what I see these daughters doing is risking maybe their reputation and taking that courage to say, something's not right. Let's bring this forward and see what leadership has to say about it. They were so respectful. Jewish scholars say they knew the law very well. They made an excellent case. They were righteous women, so they had a great reputation, and they earned the right to be heard, and they did it in a way that they knew how to get their culture to respond. So in this day and age of political and social activism, I just have to tip my hat to the daughters of Zelophehad for taking on a case that impacted not only their generation, but for women behind them.